Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And if you've been joining us this week, you'll know we were able to spend the first couple of days on a wonderful interview that I got to do with Katie McGrady. She joined us on the Good News Cruise earlier this year, and we dove into the beginning of the book of Ephesians together. And it was funny because you'll notice from the conversations and what I kept experiencing as we were doing these interviews on the boat is just like our show here, when we do it together, we got through sentence by sentence of Ephesians, you know, so we took a couple days together and we only got through a little bit of God's word, because that's what we experience here too. As we open God's word, that God is just speaking to us and the Holy Spirit is guiding us. And that's exactly what happened with the different conversations I was able to have with different people. And so this week, if you haven't joined us, I would encourage you go back and listen to the first couple of days where Katie and I dove into the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1 together. And it was such a rich conversation with her, but I wanted to take these last 2 days, and we've done this before with Ephesians chapter 1 on the show, but I wanted to again go through these sections of God's word and to say, we had the interview for the first couple of days. Now let's pick up that text where you're listening to her and I discuss about it. And now for these last 2 days, let's re-pick up that text and see what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. So that's what we're going to do, just very simply. We're going to go through the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1, the same piece of text that Katie and I went through together and began this rich discussion on. And so we're going to go through probably the first 10 verses. And again, just like we always do, see what the Holy Spirit wants to build. See what the Holy Spirit wants to say. And part of the reason we want to take these last 2 days to do that is because we want to see an example, and I want to show an example of how alive God's word is. Because we said, okay, I did these interviews with Katie when we were able to be on the Good News Cruise together back in February. And we talked about it back in February, and now we're going to talk about that word now and listen to it now. And just like that word was living and active then, the word is living and active now. And so God, who was speaking to us then and we were drawing from what we were saying then, wants to also speak to us now. And so what we're going to do is we're going to see what the Holy Spirit has to say. You know, these are recorded at different times. And so I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to pull up some same themes, is going to speak to us in a similar way, but also in different ways, because we're in a different time and a different place. So let's go ahead and pray together, and then we're going to read God's word and see what the Holy Spirit leads us to focus on. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. We thank you just for this conversation that we were able to have during the beginning of this week with Katie. We thank you for the gift of chewing on your word, of reading your word with friends, of diving into your word and the power of the Holy Spirit with others who know you and the richness that that brings to us. And Lord, I pray today, as we enter into this word again, that you would speak to each and every one of our hearts, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you would show us and reveal to us that this word is living and active, that this word is living and active. So Lord, we thank you, we worship you, we praise you, and we ask you to open up our hearts and our minds. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, so let's go ahead and read. We're going to read 1 through 10 and see what God wants to say to us, friends. I, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are also faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace which he lavished upon us. For he has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. We're going to stop there. This is such a rich text as we've been going through it with Katie, as we've been reading through it with Katie. And as we begin to talk about this week, so much of what this draws out is identity, 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 identity. And friends, this is the core of the Christian life. I was at my Bible study last night and we were talking about this reality. Even look at 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That address, first and foremost, of God as Father. God as Father. And we were talking about in our Bible study this reality that God is our Father. And as Paul will say later, that we've been adopted into the family of God, but God as our Father, not just as our Father, but as Jesus's Father, because we've been grafted in to the sonship of Jesus. And so the center of Christianity, the center of your life, the center of your existence, the center of your reality is that you share in the very sonship of Jesus Christ. The center of your reality is that God is your Father, that you belong to a divine family. And we were talking about why is this so often so hard to live? This intimacy with our Father, living from this place of our identity. And he even says it in 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father. Not as like a stoic, far off father, as like some of us, when we think of father, when we think of dad, we think of kind of this far off, hardened man who's far away and distant from us. Some of us think of a father who's very close and loving and played with us. So much of it, right, is hung up on our own experience with our own fathers. But what Paul's communicating is this deep level of intimacy. He's saying the center of this reality that you have, the center of these blessings, it's not just like, oh, these great blessings. They're blessings that come from your Father. They're familial blessings. You receive the blessings that belong to Jesus. I love in John chapter 16, this has been a verse I've been reflecting on so much, and it hearkens to every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. What are these spiritual blessings? And Katie and I, we talked about this, right? We talked about this in our episodes, but just to focus on this, that friends, your identity today, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your job is, no matter what your circumstances are, that you are blessed in Christ. God, your Father who loves you, has blessed you in Christ. And in John chapter 16, Jesus says this crazy thing. He's talking about when he's going to die on the cross, and he says, it is better for you that I go. Right? It's better for you that I'm not with you. It's better for you that I go. Why? Because I'm going to send you the counselor. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And what will the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit will glorify me. The Holy Spirit will glorify me. So Jesus, he dies, he rises from the dead, and he ascends to the right hand of the Father. And in his ascension, the job of the Holy Spirit, the role of the Holy Spirit, is brings glory to Jesus, is glorifies Jesus, the one who is seated on the throne. And then from the throne, Jesus sends his Holy Spirit. It says the Holy Spirit will glorify me and will declare to you what is mine. Other translations say, will give to you what is mine. It says, all that the Father has is mine. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and will give it to you. This is your reality. The God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sent to you, and now you have spiritual blessings. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the love of God poured into your heart, the love that flows between the Father and the Son, is now taking, the role of the Holy Spirit is taking what belongs to Jesus. Which, what does Jesus say belongs to him? Everything that belongs to the Father. He says, I have access to everything that is the Father's. And the Father gives it to me. And then what do I choose to do with that? I choose to give it to you. Everything that belongs to Jesus, the Holy Spirit now takes and gives to you. It's amazing reality. What is shared between the Father and the Son. You don't just have generic blessings, but this is your identity. You are a son or daughter of God. It's not trite. It's not like, oh, yay, like just this little truth that I used to make myself feel better. You belong to the Father, and because you belong to the Father, everything that the Son has access to, you have access to through the power of the Holy Spirit. That right now, you have access to the heavenly places in Christ. That's why Paul's saying, blessed be God. It's a way of having gratitude. Blessed are you, the Jews say at the beginning of every prayer. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. That's Hebrew. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has done blank. Who has given us the fruit of the vine. Who has taught us to kindle the lights for the Feast of Hanukkah. Who has brought us out of Egypt. They begin every prayer with, blessed are you, Lord our God, blessing the Lord, praising the Lord. Why? Because he has given us everything in Christ. What is my circumstance today? Maybe it's not what I want it to be, but blessed are you, Lord our God. I don't maybe know what the next step is in my life. I'm confused. I'm frustrated and I'm not experiencing joy. Maybe it's Lent and you're like, I haven't been keeping my Lenten things. Oh, I'm so frustrated. I'm so down on myself. Whatever it is today, choose to say, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. Why? Because I am a daughter of God. Because I have relationship with the Father. Because Christ has blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's why Paul from jail, he's saying, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and I'm writing to you who are the saints, and I'm able to communicate to you grace and peace from God. I become a conduit of grace and peace to other people in spite of my circumstances. Why? Because I'm blessed in Christ. And because I'm blessed in Christ, I'm choosing to say, blessed be God, my Father, who has given me everything I need in Christ, who has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Friends, hold on to this reality today. And I want to encourage you as you go through your day, every chance you get, say, blessed be God, blessed be God. This morning, this is a really quick story. I picked up my friend's little kids and I was just getting them out of the house so she could have a morning on her own. And I took them to get some coffee and I had this whole thing of coffee. And as I was putting the kids in the car, all of the four coffees that I had put on top of the car slid off and fell and totally exploded on the ground. And I went in and I was like, oh no, I dropped these coffees. And they gave me new coffees for free. And I went outside and I was talking to the kids and I was like, Jesus gave us new coffees. Jesus gave us free coffees. And it's just a way to say, when you have blessings, to say, blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. So we encourage you today to say, blessed be God, because he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.